Welcome to Your Typical Shonen Protagonist. He's Kai. I'm Kels. And this episode, we are going on an adventure.
Yes, we're going on a digital adventure with the digital boys and the digital girls of the digi world. I went there.
Champions of the boys and girls.
Hey, Digimon. Hey, Digimon. We'll watch the movie.
Oh, my word. We will have to get to that eventually. But yes, in light of the brand new series, we're taking it back to the OG Digimon Adventure from the year 1999.
Yes, which is the first appearance of Digimon, and in my humble opinion, the best appearance of Digimon. We just got a reboot, and the reboot is great. It's going on hiatus, of course, so I'm like, my friend Kels, my brother, let's go and let's just give the people what they want, Digimon. It doesn't have to be a new Digimon. It could be the old Digimon. So here, man, we are giving you the old Digimon.
I didn't know I wanted a new season of Digimon, but here it is, and I'm hype.
It's like I didn't know that I needed it, and now that I have it, I'm like, okay, I'm here. I want it. I'm happy. I'm content. So let's go.
I knew that Try had been coming out for the last couple of years. I had no idea this brand new reboot was coming out.
See, it kind of hit me because I saw it last year and it was just kind of like snuck under the table. Like, it was just like, hey, here we go. Here's a Digimon. And I'm like, okay, that's weird because I know that we were getting the movie, Digimon Survive. And Digimon Last Evolution, my bad.
Okay, I'm about to say Digimon Survive. Like, I saw a meme today about Digimon Survive, and I'm like, is that a joke about Metal Gear Survive?
It's like how it was supposed to come out in 2019, and here we are in 2028, still hasn't coming out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we're going to give you guys the OG Digimon, my personal favorite. Well, I don't know. The reboot might end up being my favorite, the way it's going. But here we are giving you Digimon Adventure 1, because there's two. And we're giving you the first one.
Yes, the first season from 1999, back with your favorite folks, such as TK. TK is the main character with his Patamon, and they do cool stuff.
There's a whole theory that, like, actually TK and Kari are the main characters, but we'll get into that after we've explained to you what's going on.
But yeah, like, Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, but the main characters are, like, all of them, which is kind of cool. Like, there's really no more shine than not. I would say Digimon's pretty fair at that, keeping it pretty balanced in this season. In other seasons, there's clear main characters, which is just kind of, eh.
Mm-hmm. So, bro, what is a Digimon?
A Digimon is a digital monster made up of data that's been created in the human world and then farshed over to somewhere else. See, there's different iterations of the digital world in each Digimon. But for this one, it's kind of like just a different world.
Like electronic world, welcome to the internet. And the internet has, you know, digital life forms.
Yeah, they totally got isekai'd. And that's my thing. All my favorite stuff is just another form of isekai. Minus, you know, Sailor Moon. But who knows? That could still be isekai. We're not done yet.
I feel bad. I feel like I need to have my weeaboo card revoked because I don't know what an isekai. I'm totally not looking this up as we speak.
Oh, Lord. So an isekai is an adventure that sends you to a different world.
Gotcha. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and I would say Digimon is my first, but technically Yu Yu Hakusho is my first, but I don't know if Yu Yu Hakusho is even an isekai, but we diverse. So
it gets there eventually.
Yeah, full circle, Digimon is better Pokemon. That argument was going to come up anyway, so I'm just going to
Let's get into it now.
Yeah. So I like Digimon better than Pokemon.
Why?
Because Digimon kind of grew with me as Pokemon stayed stagnant. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, this Pokemon's all over Nostalgiaverse. Like, I still love the Titanic episode of Pokemon where everybody was dying. And, like, we had a hangover, so we didn't know what would happen next episode. So, but...
The first episode of this show, Digimon Adventure, ends in a literal cliffhanger.
Yes, it like, does.
What's going to happen? They fall off a cliff. That's it. But, I mean, so, like, let's get to the nitty-gritty. What about Digimon speaks to you over Pokemon at that time? Like, why did it grow with you? Like, I got my own opinion, but let's get your take on it.
Well, for me, when I was little, I was always in doubt with the values from, like, my parents and my older siblings, because I'm the youngest. So I was basically like a sponge to what they had around me, like, all that life. So I already knew, like, values, what it meant to be a good person, or at least what my values were to be a good person. And Digimon straight gave me that. Like, once you get past episode 13, you're introduced to the crest. You're introduced to courage, friendship, sincerity, hope, light, reliability, love. And, like, I'm just like, wow, this is so profound to me as a little kid, because you need all these essentials to basically, I want to say, truly be a good person, in my opinion. And seeing a show sympathize with me at a young age, that, like, it was cool to be this person. Like, it was cool to have integrity and courage. And the characters really personified those emotions, even, like, and it made me understand it as a kid. And then when I would rewatch it as I got older, it made me understand it on different levels. Like, when I was little, I'm just like, yeah, Ty's not afraid to fight. You know, he's got the crest of courage. That's what's up. And then when I watch it when I'm older, I'm like, Ty actually is afraid to fight, but he fights anyway, because he has that courage. And that's what true courage is. It's not lack of fear. It's overcoming that fear. And there was a whole episode, like, about that. And that just kind of evolved with me as I got older. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And I think that really ties into, like, my opinion of why I prefer Digimon over Pokemon in terms of, like, storytelling. Is because it's the friendship between the character and their Digimon companion, their digital friend. They grow, they have their own personalities, their own personality traits. Like, the, you know, we'll get into it. Joe in the show is a scaredy cat, right? Yeah. And his digital monster helps him, like, come to grips with his fear, and can, like, go out and do cool things and be a hero in his own, you know, way. It's that progression, it's that growth over the show that really is the reason I enjoy it over Pokemon. Because, you know, the Pokemon have their own personalities, but they aren't people. They aren't characters. They're just Pokemon.
Yeah, they don't talk, they don't have speech. Like, and I get that they're personified. Like, Pikachu has different emotions and is rowdy and all this, but Pikachu was still felt more like a, more kind of like a companion, like a pet to Ash, opposed to Agumon, who felt like a partner to Ty, opposed
yeah.
to Gabumon, who literally taught Matt, like, it's okay to feel how you feel and let people care about you. Like, and it was,
yeah. So for me, Pikachu is the one Pokemon that is equivalent to a Digimon for Ash. Like, that's the OG. That's the one that sticks, you know, with them, tried and true. It's yeah. the Butterfreeze and the random bird Pokemon he gets each season that doesn't feel sort of a real connection and growth.
Yeah, and I 100% agree with that statement, because and that's the other thing about Digimon. You only get one. You know, you don't get multiple partners. You get one, and you get stronger by building up that relationship, which teaches you how to cherish that. And I was reading an article once about how Digimon taught us how to say goodbye as children. And it really did. Because Digimon ended. Pokemon never ended. Like, yes, Digimon came back. But I had to say goodbye. I remember episode 51 or 54 when Mimi's, like, hiding because she doesn't want to say bye to Palmon. And that, I was like, girl, you better go say bye. Like, you know, and it's also taught me how when people leave, it doesn't mean you stop loving them and you cherish that time. And as a kid, I had a lot of death and things with the family. So I had a hard time, and Digimon actually helped me cope with saying goodbye. And that's something I couldn't get from Pokemon. That's something I couldn't get from a lot of other shows. Like, that's something I couldn't get from real life, you know? And I was able to get that from Digimon. And I feel like Digimon just conveyed a lot of those strong messages to me. And the more I watch it, because I rewatch it like once every 2 years, because it's just, I mean, I want a tattoo on my body of the Chris, which is happening. So it's,
as soon
that's
as
why you support the Patreon.
I hate to date the episode, but as soon as the quarantine's over.
Yeah, as soon as quarantine's over, like, catch your boy with a tattoo, and also catch us on Patreon, which will be there eventually. And then you
we
gonna
get
tattoo.
To it.
Yeah, and you'll be able to see the Digimon tattoo that I got, so that's proof that I'm getting it, because it's gonna be on the internet.
Since we plug in stuff, before we get into the first episode, sort of the story, want to plug all of the stuff. So you can catch this show on Spotify at your typical Shonen Protagonist. Also, the video upload on YouTube, same deal, your typical Shonen Protagonist. And catch us on Twitter. It's at your TSP, that's URTSP on Twitter, where we, you know, live tweet the research, share memes, be general weeaboo community members.
Follow us so we can follow you. We don't know how to follow you unless you follow us.
Yeah, man. You got a Twitter, too. It's at Static Dreads.
Yeah, it's at StaticDreadz.
I'm lost. What?
It's at Static, S-T-A-T.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got it. Static Dreads with a Z on the end instead of an S.
Because I'm cool.
Boom. There we go. Back to the episode.
Yeah. So back to the episode. So let's get into the nitty gritty. So the story starts off with my boy Ty, which is plot twist, my favorite character.
What?
He starts off with narrating, kind of doing a catch up of what's going on and basically doing a recap.
I want to go ahead and take a moment and say that we're watching the dub on this one because that's what we know offhand.
Yes.
Please continue. So Ty's doing a voiceover?
Yeah, so Ty's doing a voiceover recap of everything that's gone on so far. And then he's like, you know, let me start from the beginning. So he starts talking about a very real climate change. Like, it's the future, I'm telling you. Because he's talking about how all the climates are out of whack and everything. And then he goes through, kind of does a little character synopsis of the characters. He starts with, you know, he goes over Zora and Ty and Izzy and just the rest of the Digidestins that we see and we will meet, which we are meeting, per se. And he gives us little character synopsis about them, like how Izzy's a nerd, always with his computer, how Matt's too cool for school, how TK is Matt's little brother as his character trait. And, you know, just kind of goes to them, Joe, Mimi. And so that's for that. And then he talks about how they all ended up at camp together. And then the crazy weather phenomenon happens. And
yeah, so this is 1999, and the world's already coming to an end. It's snowing in the desert. It's raining in places it shouldn't rain. Crazy stuff. But Ty doesn't know this because he's at camp, right?
Yeah. And he notices it because it starts snowing in camp. And he also sees the Aurora Borealis in the sky, which is not supposed to be in Japan. It's in Antarctica and Alaska. So, and all the electronic devices start going strange, which is a strong staple of the Digimon franchise. Whenever something happens, electronic devices kind of go haywire. It's very prominent throughout all of Digimon. Maybe not Fusion, because Fusion's trash. But anyway, so And that's when they start to notice something's going on. And then the ground erupts. And it's just like...
If I may, so what happens with episode one, because all of 4 minutes ago I watched it. So they're at camp. It starts to snow. Everyone's freaking out because it's, you know, Japan in the summer. It starts snowing. They're like, what's going on? And then literal fireballs come from the sky. And you'll never guess what those are. They're digivices. To which, what's a digivice?
A digivice is dope Pokédex that doesn't do anything a Pokédex does.
No, it does nothing until you have, like, passion that matches your Digimon. And then it, like, funnels your passion to help them evolve, which we'll get to.
Yes.
But they all, like, get a digivice. And then... the lake opens up and they fall down into it all together into some weird portal that turns into like digital whatever. And then boom.
Yeah. So it's boom. And then Ty is awoken like after the whole transport thing that gets them taken. Ty is awoken by a small pink creature, which is Coromon. And he's like, what's going on? Trying to figure out what's happening. And then Izzy starts running by him, being chased by another small pink creature, Multimon. And they're like, what's up, Ty? What's up, Izzy? We've been waiting for you our whole lives. And Ty and Izzy are like, what is going on? Like, I don't know you. Like, give me my purse. Like, I have no idea what you are. And they're like, how don't you know us? Like, we've known you our whole life. And they're trying to figure out what's going on. So Ty tries to climb a tree, or he does climb a tree, and Ty is like the leader of the group. He's got the goggles, he's got the gloves, you know, fearless leader.
That's how you know, because Naruto was the leader of the group because he had goggles.
True. And like, he's got that main shonen protagonist vibe about him, like, because he's Ty, and he don't put up with no crap.
And also he was narrating, so like, how you gonna say someone else is the leader?
True. So, Ty, being the leader that he is, has a telescope. So, he pulls out a telescope, and he's like, oh, let me see what all this is. He's like, it's the ocean. He's like, what? Where did the ocean come from? There wasn't an ocean before.
And then there wasn't mountains either.
Yeah, he just didn't know what any of this was. And he's looking and looking, and he's like, oh, there's a little bug. He's like, that's not a little bug. And he sees Kuwagamon, which is a giant man-eating bug, Digimon.
And so now's a great time to get into the differences between Digimon, right? So there's all manner of rankings, right? So all of the Digimon we've met so far, Multimon, Coromon, are in training.
Yes, and then after in training, there comes Rookie. And after Rookie, there comes Champion, Ultimate, Mega, and just obscene Mega strength. So
most of what we're gonna see right now is the range between in training and champion. And Kuwagamon is a champion Digimon, just cold chilling, being angry as hell, flying around, trying to, I don't know, murder stuff.
Yeah, probably had a hard day at work, hard week at work. It's okay, it happens to the best of us. So Kuwagamon straight up attacks Ty and Coromon, and somehow Ty, being the absolute shonen protagonist that he is, see what we did there, evades the attack and kind of softly falls to the ground, and they're running, and then Multimon's like, this way, Izzy, and like they're running and they find it, and then they hide in a literal tree.
A fake tree.
Yes. Which
a
is
digital tree.
Which is so wild, because you're like, oh, wow, even the trees are made of digital information, which is so cool to see. Like, when you're a little kid, and you're like, how are they hiding in a hologram tree?
And they're cowering in this tree. Don't make a sound. They're waiting for Kuwagamon to, you know, fly over the tree and be gone.
And Kuwagamon sounds like a literal dinosaur, by the way. Like a T-Rex.
It's like a velociraptor mixed with a fighter jet.
Yeah, and it's great. I love it.
Everyone else can talk except for Kawagamon. He's just so angry.
Yeah. He's just like, I'm mad. I've got a splinter in my foot. So this is what we're doing. So after that, Ty and Izzy come out of the tree and they're like, oh.
Someone shows up. It's yes. Sora. Sora's like, hey, it's safe, and walks through the tree. You're like, oh my God, Sora's okay too.
Yeah, and Sora's just chilling with her little pink friend, Yokomon. Mm-hmm. And
now, like, Yokomon looks like a turnip, apparently, because she got a flower on her head. Which, I want to come back to this once we meet all of our digicast, all right?
Yeah. So, we get Sora, and she's like, come out. And they come out, and they're like, okay. And she introduces them to Yokomon. And then she also sees TK, who hits it off with his Digimon, Tokomon, not to be confused with previous Yokomon. And then you see Matt with Sudamon. Joe has Bokomon. And they all started explaining that, hey, they're like, what are you? What's going on? Who are we? And all the little guys get together, and it's like, we're Digimon. Digital monsters. Like, in sequence. We're weird echo voice. Like, it's a vibe. So they're talking and everything, and then someone's like, hey, where's Mimi? And then you just hear a scream, and you see that Mimi and her little buddy, Tanamon, are being chased by Kawagamon, because he's still mad. He's like, they hid in a tree, couldn't find them. Big mad. So the rest of the group is like, well, we a squad now. So they run off to go find Mimi. And as they find Mimi being cornered by Kawagamon, which is champion level, and they're all in training. Like, they still have 2 levels to go before they can throw hands with this guy. But they're going to do it because they're Digimon. They're digital monsters. Yeah, like, they don't care.
We don't run. We fight. And we outnumber this guy.
Yeah. And they just give you a hype speech. And they like, we don't. And exactly, you know, what Kale said. We don't run. We fight. So they're just American over here. And they go and squat up and they blow in bubbles because that's all they got at the moment. So, like, just as they're starting to fight and Kawagamon's getting, like, the hands there, all the digivices started to glow. And then, like, these cool cylinders come down and it's like,
right now, I want to go ahead and start this conversation. This is where. So they're about to. Heaven forbid, Digivolve.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, the thing with Digimon that separates it from Pokemon is that the evolutions are not linear. It's not Torchic to Combusken to Blaziken, right? It's
correct.
Koromon to Agumon or whatever else is in this line tree. Into another Digimon or 3 different Digimon. Like, it's a tree instead of a line. Which I don't recall having seen in the show, but that's a feature of Digimon's evolution.
Yeah, like, they can go, because one of the prominent lines is the Greymon line. Like, because there are umpteenth Greymons, and they all start in somewhat different places. And there's also Black War Greymon, which comes from, like, Toy Agumon, which is wild.
Yeah.
There's just so many different ways that can happen. Opposed to Pokemon, which is like, yeah, here we go. There's one way to do it.
Which, there's some storytelling in the in-training Digimon's character design that sort of lead into the rookie level that we're about to see. I would say everyone is, you know, generally related visually in some manner, even if it's just the eyeballs, to their, you know, from their in training to their rookie, except for Modimon. I don't know how this makes any sense between Modimon and Tenemon, but that's like what brought this topic really up to me in this first episode. So Digivices are glowing. Tubes come down around each of the in-training Digimon. Things are happening.
Yes, and as these things are happening, and like everybody's like, whoa, what's going on? And then they all start to glow, and then you see the thing that separates it the most to me, opposed to just like Digivolution or evolution, where it's just like, oh, it's evolving, and there's like a weird glow sound. Everybody's like, oh my god, you get hype music. You get a whole spinning, like, it's like just hype. But as a little kid, I'm losing it. I'm like, what's going on? Let's
this
go.
This is like the magical girl transformation for children.
Yes, it's just pure hype. It has no reason to be this hype. And as the series goes on, the Digivolutions get hyper. And like, I can't wait until we get to the movie to talk about it, because that evolution is the hypest of all. Like, it's the hypest hype thing that ever done hyped, in my opinion.
And then so they hit it in episode 2 of the reboot.
Yes. Which is not as hype as the original, but nothing's ever going to be as good as the first time you see it.
I mean, yeah, the first time anyone sees it. Like, the first time it exists in the world.
Yeah.
But like still. Maybe.
Yeah. So, they all digivolve, and it's, they all shout their names. They're like, Agumon, Biomon, Tentomon, Gabumon, Patamon, Gomamon, Palmon, and they are ready. And they all have a different set of attacks. You get to see Pepper Breath, Electro Shocker, Blue Blaster, like just
Spiral Twister.
Yes.
Like, and
Boom Bubble.
Boom Bubble. And ah. Whatever
Poison Ivy.
Gomamon did. Gomamon did that like slide kick. He didn't do any cool move, but he came in clutch, man. If he didn't trip, Kawagamon, it wouldn't happen.
He was brawling. He was throwing hands.
I mean, he was throwing flippers. But yeah.
And then you got to see like everybody just kind of just go off, and then you realize, like, holy crap, this difference in power from just one evolution, and you get hype as the series goes on, because you know there's going to be more evolutions. Like, there has to be.
Yeah, so, man. Yu-Gi-Oh! Took a page out of this book, because this is the true epitome of the power of friendship.
For real. There's literally a crest about it. So, and they like, we did it, we the goats, we won, and then Kuwagamon was like, I ain't going out like no B-level villain. I'm the start to your backstory, and he takes them off the cliff.
So he doesn't take them off the cliff, man. They're on the cliff, and he cuts the end of the cliff off the cliff. And they're falling with this chunk of rock that once was the cliff. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, and he's just got to worry and fear for what's going on. Like we did.
Man, if Ty wasn't there to close the episode up, I'd have thought that was the end of the show. I spent like 24 minutes of like getting hype just to, you know, not be hype again in my life.
Yeah, I would have had to go listen to some Drake music. I just would have been sad.
Too real.
So, yeah, if you want to know what happens next, you know what to do. You come into the next episode.
Yep, the next episode. The next episode of Your Typical Shonen Protagonist. So this is where we're going to end this episode. Next part, we come back and we get into, are they dead? Or do we still have 53 episodes to watch? We still have 53 episodes to watch.
But they're all good hype episodes. Like, and I stand by that completely biasly.
Yes. Full positive opinion towards the show. It's going to be exciting. Now is, I guess, always the time to get into this. This is an episode, pardon, a show from 1999, right on the cusp of when you have to produce almost an episode a week forever to have it be successful. So there's going to be a large volume of episodes to go through, which means hopefully in the sort of quote unquote filler, right? This is not One Piece filler where we're just making an entire arc to kill time. It's more of a monster of the week, one off every other episode to pad the runtime. Hopefully that will make a positive impact on our relationship with these characters. Because I maintain that Sailor Moon's filler was a positive play, which we will get into eventually. However, we're going to get into the rest of Digimon Adventure, the OG, along with, you know, how it's better storytelling than Pokemon. Pokemon's great. I would argue better games than Digimon.
Yes, must have. Well, but, okay. It depends.
Sure.
At the beginning, yes.
Digimon Rumble Arena, best Pokemon game ever.
Yes. But hey, Cyber Sleuth is the overall best Pokemon game.
Yeah, you know, I haven't played it, but I can't argue with you. However, like the legacy of Pokemon as a video game trumps Digimon as a video game. Digimon had plenty of video games, but they didn't make their bread and butter on it.
Yes, Pokemon is king of handheld video games, I would say. That or Zelda.
And maybe that's something else we need to look at, is I don't know if there was a Digimon manga.
There was. It's on my nightstand.
I know that there was a Digimon manga. My question is, was the Digimon manga first, right? Is the show an adaptation of the manga? Or did the manga come after it? Is Digimon's primary media anime? Is it video, you know? In the same way that Pokemon's primary media is video games, you know? That's something we should look at. But we'll get to that next episode here on Your Typical Shonen Protagonist. We're closing the show. Check us out on Spotify. We're actually on iTunes or Apple Music Podcasts now.
We made it.
We've done it. We've actually done it. Check it out wherever you want to. We got the video upload on YouTube with some squiggly lines to make it look like we're actually doing some video. We're working on some new products. Check us out on Twitter. The show's Twitter is yourtsp. That's URTSP.
We'll drop that in the comments if you are on YouTube.
Yep. And follow Kai on Twitter at Static Dreads. That's Static Dreads with a Z. Cause
cool.
He's cool. We'll catch y'all next episode for even more Digimon Digital Monsters.
Din 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 din.